White Rock's beach and streets were significantly cleaned up over the weekend by a group of more than 40 volunteers. The Lower Mainland Green Team often frequents the Semiahmoo Peninsula for invasive plant removals, but this time around, the group completed their first street and beach litter cleanup in White Rock. "It was satisfying to feel we were making a difference in improving the environment and nice to meet new people," participating resident Alvera said in a news release. "This program creates awareness to others of the impact of their actions on the environment. A lot of people saw us and thanked us. Some took pictures with us. Hopefully, it will inspire them to clean up the environment and be more mindful of their own habits." A total of 140 pounds of litter were removed from the city on Sunday, July 28, consisting of more than 3,000 pieces of rubbish, the team shared. Of the removed pieces, there were nearly 1,500 cigarette butts and hundreds of pieces of paper, cardboard, and food wrappers. Pieces of glass, bottles, and cans were also collected from the beach and street along Marine Drive. "Amongst the interesting and unusual things we removed were a broken boogie board, many vapes and vape cartridges, a retainer, a piece of a boat, a pink rolling suitcase, peeling paint, a pack of nicotine patches, a badminton racket, 10 ice cream scoops, rubber gloves, and a Pringles can." Open to people of all ages, the Lower Mainland Green Team often sees families participate, with seniors and young children encouraged. While future beach and litter cleanups are in the works for White Rock, the Lower Mainland Green Team has an invasive plant cleanup planned in the meantime. Planned for West Beach on September 8, interested individuals can email ashton@greenteamcanada.ca to sign up for the event, taking place from 9:45 a.m. till 1 p.m.